Hello and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. Woo, we are just finishing up with a beautiful, delicious cup of coffee. I'm not gonna lie, today I feel like they kind of got it right at Dunkin' Donuts. You know, no disrespect, but sometimes the young kids, I just feel like the coffee, you know what I mean? But we got to give them a chance. We got to give them a chance because we all had our own start. Anyway, guys, welcome back to the podcast. You already know your girl is out here in nature. I took it upon myself to get dressed and just head out early in the morning and getting getting that walk in. I didn't go to the gym today. I needed to change it up a little bit on my body. I just felt like I needed a little bit of rest. I will be going back Friday. But sometimes you just got to change it up. Listen to your body. Know when it's time to kind of like ease back. And now that we are here for spring, I just said to myself, you know, let me just listen to what my body is telling me, but still be active, because that's the whole thing. I would go to the gym and then the next day not really be active. And that's not really, I don't know, I don't feel like that's a groove either, because staying idle, and it's not that I was staying idle because I was doing other things like editing and recording for you guys, recording these podcasts, but I just find that when I take time to make it my business to head on out and get some air, I just feel like my day just go much more smoother. And I think that goes for all of us, right? But guys, welcome back to the podcast. It is officially spring. Hooray. Okay. I cannot tell you how happy I am that the season, the sun is back. We just had the spring equinox, which is March 20th. And that was a vibe for me. I was a little under the weather. When I say under the weather, like really just feeling tired. Your girl is struggling with the menopause. I don't want to claim struggle, but it's new to me. The struggle bus is real, okay? Shout out to all the women before me that have went and dealt with such hormonal changes. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm doing good. I'm doing good considering how I have heard stories how it could be. So I'm doing really well. I'm really grateful for that. I am, you know, really making sure to, you know, check my stats and so forth. So I have been doing that and everything coming up good. So that's I have so much gratitude for that, right? You can't take that for granted. But it's still a difference because the attack happens at night to me. The night sweats. It's just, you know, waking up a couple of times during the night, you know, sleep being broken. It's the difference for me. I do wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but lately I have been like allowing myself to get like a little, like maybe like a half an hour to even an hour of sleep, just of rest, because of the constant break within the night. I am so grateful that I'm able to do that, because let me tell you something, not everybody, most people can't. They got to get out that bed, sweat or not. They got to get out that bed, head out to work, and do what they got to do, tired and all. Trust me, I've been there even before the night sweats, especially if you have children or if you ever had kids. You already know what I'm talking about. You know, we all have these responsibilities, but I just want to take note and give gratitude for what I do have access to. Guys, I am so, how can I say? I have so much zeal inside of me because of this spring equinox that has just passed by. You know, I took time to do a little ritual the other day, just resetting myself, giving thanks. We just had the new moon in Pisces. Okay, let's talk about that. Okay, how that crept up on us, right? For those who follow the moon phases, it was actually yesterday, the 21st, was the new moon in Pisces. And it was a different type of, how can I say? It felt different for me. It felt like a lot of releasing. I felt like this new moon in Pisces really pushed us into a place of rekindling, rehashing. And what do I mean by that? In terms of looking at the things that no longer serves us, right? The new moon is a time where I like to kind of like go back and see what is working for me and what is not working for me. So I just wanted to take time and say, you know what? I'm really grateful for all the things that no longer serve me. I did a lot of releasing work. I definitely said some affirmations and just really setting the tone for what's to come and what's to be expected. I will always say to you guys, to whether you follow the moon's phases or not, splitting the month in quarters will definitely do you justice. Why is that? Okay, whether you follow the moon phases or not, the reasons why I would suggest you, you know, basically showing up in quarters within the month is because you get to track your work, you get to track your progress in whatever, whether you have a project, whether it's a particular maybe a goal that you have that you want to reach, maybe you're saving money. It could be anything. At the beginning of the month, write down your goal and then check back in with yourself. I was reading this book and it was suggesting that, because I'm writing now, be sure to check my blog at Elizabeth Magical Garden. Okay, shameless plug. All the information will be down below in the show notes. And I was reading this book in terms of writing because I have always wrote, you know, journal. I've been writing all my life. But when you are taking on certain projects, there are certain ways to, you know, to adhere to certain things, because this is why you hear so many people that aspire to do certain things, but they can't or they don't know how. It's because there's a formula to everything that we work on approaching to do. And something that was said in, because I'm listening to the audiobook, I'll leave the information in the show notes in terms of the book that I'm speaking about. But just to stay on topic, what was said is that you should tell somebody a goal. Tell somebody a goal and check in with them. I'm checking in with you guys because I feel like whether you have a physical person to tell your goal to and sit down and speak about your goal and show up to, or whatever platform you choose to share it with, if you make yourself accountable. You don't need anybody to make yourself accountable. Now, it does help because you get to speak to a physical person and they ask you like, hey, how's this project going on? You know, how far did you get? And so forth, right? But just regardless of how you choose, putting it out there and allowing yourself to be accountable in any which way is key, right? You want to be accountable to yourself because that's the push. That's what's going to make it real. That's what's going to make you put fire. That's what's going to put fire underneath you to really get through the hard times, because there's going to be self-doubt. You're going to have these thoughts. There is going to be a lot of naysayers if you care to speak to a particular person. And this is why I don't push on speaking to a physical person per se. It would be nice, because a lot of times when people are not following their dreams, they tend to project that energy on you, you know, and it's not personal. I used to take it personal. It's not personal. It's just that, you know, human beings are human beings. They're going to just, when you come from a state of a place of fear, you're going to push that on others, unbeknownst to you. It's not always so calculated. So it's not about taking it personal. It's about knowing who and what you're surrounded with. You know, you could be hanging out with people that, you know, maybe at one point in your life, they were the habits that they have were cool with you. And there's nothing wrong about that, right? There's nothing wrong with that. You know what's wrong with it? When you continue to stay in a place that no longer suits you. I'm going to repeat that. What's wrong with it is when you continue to stay in a place that no longer serves you. It doesn't suit you anymore. It doesn't bring fruit to your new growth. You have shed those wings. You have shed that skin. So what happens? Do you just cut everybody off because you no longer have anything in common with? You could, that's one way of going about it. But a lot of times, just because people are in different states in life, that doesn't make them bad people. It's just because it's just that they're not there. They're just are still finding themselves and working through certain personal things in their life as well, the same way you were too, right? So it's not that so much that they're bad people. It's just that the things that you are now working on and the dreams that you're going after, the things that they're doing are bad for you, are bad for what you are trying to achieve because it doesn't align with the work that you're doing. It's not that they're bad. So I just want to really take some time to, you probably already noticed, but I just really want to just bring that home because a lot of times you're here like, oh, disassociate yourself from this, that, and the third or whatever the situation is. And it's just like, okay, so now my loved ones or my close friends, just because they're not doing certain things that I'm doing, I'm just supposed to just cut all everybody off. No. What it is that you cut yourself off from the things that does not align with what you are trying to achieve. That could be anyone or anything. You know what I mean? Because the ultimate goal is achieving the goal, right? And we're not holding any prisoners. So that's that, right? So I hope that makes sense. So once you find yourself in that state, now you can fly. Now the skies is the limit because now you have cultivated or you are cultivating other ways to pursue your dreams. Like I just told you guys, I'm writing now. I have always been a writer. I just didn't have the confidence to say that I was a writer for so many things. I forget what episode that was, but in terms of being an artist, you may want to check that out. It could be 128 or 32. You know, just feel free to catch up on all the podcast episodes. But I did disclose on some of the things in terms of when I was growing up and the belief systems that were there. So that has a lot to do with that. So be sure to check that out. But because I have worked on myself continuously, still am, I no longer identify with certain fears. I no longer identify with holding myself back in that way. I am the master of my soul, okay? I determine my steps. The Creator have created me in the best, in his best light and her, because okay, we already know female, male, okay, right? So that's my belief, right? So once you start to believe in yourself, once you see yourself in that light, you choose the title that you put on yourself. People do not choose the title for you. I'm going to repeat that. You choose the title for yourself. People do not choose it for you. Do not allow anyone to pigeonhole you in any box that you know that does not suit you. And this goes again into why it's good to refrain from certain things when you do have certain goals and aspirations. And it's not easy. This is not a lecture on how to just cold turkey things. It takes time. But every time you see yourself taking more time than not to achieve certain things, that's why I said it's good to check in quarters during the month, because you get to determine, okay, so why I only got this far this month? And then you get to ask yourself the question, okay, so what was it that got in the way, or I allowed to get in the way to not let me get this far in this quarter? You see, it just becomes so simple. Life is beautiful, guys. Go after it. Make it your love. Become in love with life. Once you start to allow yourself to fall in love with the beautiful life that you are so lovingly given, the sky's the limit. Guys, the world is your oyster. Stay in peace and stay in power. Peace.
Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram, because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing, and I'll definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.